What people need in the north of Morocco now, of course, to respect the right to protest, which is not respected. But what is needed by the government is to respond to their demands, social and economic demands. This is the real question about what happens in the north. Because, as you know, in Morocco, the king launched a constitutional reform, but it does not respond to social and economic problems. So the crisis, if the government doesn't give a real answer to these demands by the population, it's about employment, about health, about life is becoming very expensive for them. So if there is no real answer, the crisis will continue, and it's now growing to other regions.
The government says that it respects the right to protest, but they have concerns about the security of the country.
Security, the police, it is the real problem in this situation, because people demonstrate peacefully and the police beat the protesters. That's what happened now. All the time it's about responding to the protesters. So now the real problem is the police. If the police respect the demonstrations of people that are peaceful, the problem will not exist.
The government might say that these protests on the streets, they risk destabilizing the country.
The country is the police that beats violently the protesters. Even more than that, we have a lot of videos in YouTube now that shows that the police goes to markets, beating people, and there are women, girls, that they will rape them, and they are insulting people. So the problem now comes from the police and not from the protesters.